USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Hamas must be stopped once and for all.
The United States Senate will do everything possible to help Israel eliminate the threat that Hamas presents.
Speaking from the Senate floor, Schumer underscored his efforts to advance legislation for the provision of vital military and humanitarian aid to Israel amidst its ongoing conflict with the Palestinian militant group. He stressed that prioritizing support for Israel must be the foremost concern for Congress. A judge has imposed a narrow gag order on Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. The order forbids all involved parties from publicly targeting special counsel Jack Smith, his team, court personnel, and potential witnesses. However, the federal judge opted not to impose restrictions on disparaging the Justice Department as a whole, as prosecutors had requested. This development follows Trump's sharp criticisms directed at both the judge and the prosecutors involved in the case. Representative Kevin McCarthy is confident Ohio Republican Jim Jordan will take over as House Speaker. During a Fox and Friends interview earlier today, McCarthy emphasized his dedication to securing Jordan's election on the House floor tomorrow.
He has been an integral part of our team when we took the majority, helping us get the majority.
Jordan received the Republican nomination last week and has been gaining support. A number of Republicans who were initially hesitant about Jordan have now declared their intention to support him. Miami will be the venue for the third Republican presidential primary debate hosted by NBC News on November 8th. To qualify, candidates must demonstrate at least a 4% polling threshold in two national polls or achieve 4% in a national poll, along with one in an early state. And SAG-AFTRA members have returned to the picket lines following a breakdown of negotiations with Hollywood studios. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
President Biden has postponed his scheduled visit to Colorado today due to the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Originally planned to tour a wind tower manufacturing plant in Colorado, the president will now remain in Washington to conduct meetings with his national security team. After being stranded in Israel, hundreds of Americans have successfully returned to the United States. A plane carrying 270 evacuees landed at Tampa International Airport last night. It happened because of Project Dynamo, which was founded by Brian Stern.
These are American citizens. I don't care if they're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. We rescued everybody. It's not just go to the airport, we have a free plane. It's incredibly dangerous. It's incredibly scary. All these people have taken missile fire. It's dicey, and they're not so soldiers.
Stern has confirmed plans for at least three additional rescue flights. Flag football has been officially included as an Olympic sport for the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. The International Olympic Committee revealed today that alongside flag football, baseball, softball, cricket, lacrosse, and squash have also been introduced to highlight prominent American sports while simultaneously introducing global sports to the country. Taylor Swift is a hit at the box office, being the creative force behind the top grossing concert film in domestic history. Taylor Swift the Eras Tour broke records in its opening weekend, raking in over $92 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.